Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for new life, Lord, new light. And the manna we had yesterday is finished, and so our tanks are empty. But we trust in you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, as I look into this word, Father God. I thank you, Father God. It's not by power nor by might, but by your Spirit. You just give insight and understanding. And thank you, Lord, that I can flow with you and we can all flow with you in this day as your children united to you in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 104, 19 to 24.
Hallelujah. He made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness and it is night, when all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they steal away and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Hallelujah. God in wisdom made everything, and it's so beautiful, and it and creation works in harmony. It's truly beautiful, and just showing. Pastor Andre spoke about the love, and the love is so seen in creation. How God set everything up for us, and then brought us into it, and then beautifully just showed us the true picture of love, with the Son committed to the will of the Father. And from baby to young man to maturity, and then he paid the price so that we can all come home in this love. But just looking at this word this morning, it talks about the sun, talks about the moon, talks about day and night. And you know, when we look at these things, we can say, oh, that's the workmanship of God. Then it is truly the workmanship of God. It's got a purpose, and it works according to its purpose. And the sun doesn't forget to come up. It's here every day. The day and night doesn't change. They got their boundaries. The sea has got its boundaries. We've seen that in the psalm as well. And yet when you look at man, the Bible says we are his workmanship. We think, whoopsie-doo, there's something gone wrong there, because there's not so much clarity. And there's a lot of futility and destruction and bad things coming from forth from man. And then there's also men, much noble beauty coming also forth from man. And it makes me think of that scripture. Jesus speaks to people that's got wrong concepts. Minds are being deceived by the evil one. And that I just want to say, where's all the deception and the wrong and the lying and the stealing and the killing coming from? It's coming through the evil one wanting to keep man away from understanding he's the workmanship of God. He's a child of the living God that's got a destiny and a purpose, just like the moon, just like the sun, just like the night and the day. We've got place, and our boundary lines have fallen for us in such pleasant places. We're made in the image and likeness of God, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So that's almighty, and that's big, and that's beautiful, and that's powerful. And that's what the devil is keeping away, and that's why he's the deception is out there. But back to that scripture, Matthew 22, verse 29, and Jesus says, you are wrong, because you neither know the scriptures nor the power of God. And in that we can see, you know, to be grounded in the scriptures is to, like babes, desire the pure spiritual milk of the word. And then the scriptures point out to us the gospel, the good news that we find there in Jesus, what and in the original intent God had for man. And that's what we got to wake up to, because that is the way to salvation. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And what salvation? It's being united back to back in the Godhead, you're back a part of the family of God through Jesus, and you got now access to the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit, and loving the Word, and now the Word means something different, because now the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead quickens this Word to us, and then whatever the Word is quickened, God watches over that Word to bring it to pass, to quicken our mortal, our soul gets saved first, and then our mortal bodies follow. So the beauty and the goodness is there. We can wake up to the perfect love that casts away all fear, the perfect love that gets us to develop in schedule with God. It's like a child growing up in a new home. We've come back to this newness of life, the goodness of God, and we now have to just stay, just like Jesus. Amen. Be cast upon the Lord from birth, from our new birth, and we're growing into maturity. And that's the hope, and that's the plan of salvation for mankind. So we need to hold on to that, and it's all found in, like John tells us, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. So you see, John saw Jesus, he's in the flesh, but now he's not here in the flesh, he's now here in the Spirit. Spirit takes what that which is of that belongs to Jesus, reveals it to us, because why? We co-heirs. We are now family, and uses words like we are married to point out the intimacy that we have now in Christ with God. We married to another to bear fruits to God. So guys, just stay in this great love and that, and allow your mind not to be seduced by comparing and competing with others. You look to the Lord, you hear from the Lord, agree with Him, and you allow then the power of God to be to manifest the goodness that He's revealing to you, because that is how God takes us from glory to glory, just as He took Jesus, just as He took David, just as He took Samuel. There's a path, and we need to stay on that path. Amen. Be blessed, because you are the workmanship of God, uniquely made for good works laid out there for you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can shout with all the earth for joy. Thank you that we can worship you with gladness and come before you with joyful songs. Thank you that we can know that you are Lord and God, that you made us and that we are your people, sheep of your pasture. Thank you, Lord, that we can enter your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Thank you that we can give thanks to you and praise your name, for you are good and your love endures forever. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen. Hallelujah.